This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
I used to be one of those people that would wake up in anxiety because I was so blessed. And then I got more blessed. But every time I look at my email, that literally builds to hundreds, if not thousands of emails, because I give my email out to everyone to get my help, and I promise I answer them myself. There's a second, minutes and moments that I'm like, oh shit, I'm overwhelmed, which forces me into procrastination or, you know, paralysis. And so the secret is, one, stop when we feel overwhelmed and breathe and feel blessed. Oh, shit's working. More than enough of everything for everyone, more than enough for me, options, opportunities, and touches of favor. So I then say, thank you, but I am limited every day. We all are, to the biggest blessing of our life, which is we are guaranteed 24 hours every day, except for the last day of your life. And may I pray for you to die in your sleep the last day so you don't feel cheated even on your last day. But if you should pass when you wake up, at least your entire life, you've only been cheated out of a few hours. So take that perspective of the 24 hours and be blessed and say to yourself, I know I'm blessed with 24 hours as well. And therefore, I am going to prioritize the antidote to procrastination and feeling overwhelmed. What's important to me in a trajectory of what I want to become by knowing what is it I can do today? What is it I want today? What am I going to feel today, say today, think today, and believe today in the trajectory of what I want to become? And I'm going to identify the minutes and moments that are blocking me, resisting me, and I will seek the wisdom and faith in order to make it minutes and moments. And once I know what I want by planning the activities that are non-negotiable, like sleep, health, family, finance, faith, and studying time for me, and I block out 10 hours for sleep and all my non-negotiables, 7 for sleep, 3 for non-negotiables, minimum amount of time with my wife, minimum of time with my son, minimum of time with my daughters, minimum with my mom, minimum of 10 minutes a day for people that aren't my mom, my son, and I just go down a list and spend a minimum of 10 minutes a day for people that are relative to me to keep in touch to see how I can be of service or value to them. Well, what's great about that is that I still have more options, opportunities. And I say to myself, I'm so blessed, but I can't get everything done today, but I'm going to get the most important things done today. Therefore, I know what I want to become, who I can help, why who I can help. Because the fastest way to get to where you want to become is to help people with where they want to become. And secondly, is to find people who are sitting in a situation that you want to become and ask them for directions. So I go from nothingness to possibility of what to a probability of who of getting to where I want to be or better. Now it's how am I prioritizing my day? 10 hours is non-negotiable. Now I got 14 hours to do whatever I want. Activity paid for, activity not paid for. There is no work. Determined upon the participation in your perception of your life. You know what work for me is? Sitting still doing nothing for 20 minutes called meditation. It's fucking work for me. It's hard. This, speaking on stages, that's his activity I get paid for or not paid for. Activity planned. And if you're going to plan activities, know that God's going to laugh at you. So you got to have a VIP parking place for the unplanned. Right? I always consider the white space in my calendar, the empty space. It's like having a VIP parking place everywhere I'm visiting so that if something goes wrong here, I can park that over here in the VIP right in front of the building. I don't have to waste any time searching for a spot. I already know where it is. So it's like just a determination. Flat tire, oh, reprioritize. Where's the parking place? 2:30, right in front. And I'm just reprioritizing by what's important to me, who I can help, who can help me, how best I can get it done to be most productive, to provide the most value every day, most accessible to value, and accessing more value. And gratitude, finding the light, the love, and the lessons in order to facilitate abundance. Then I can prioritize what's important to me because I know my what, my who, and my how according to the circumstances today, rain, flat tires, in-laws, whatever it may be. And then instead of searching for a why, All I'm doing is seeing what I'm doing to interfere with my why. I'm applying it. I'm identifying how I'm reacting to fear. I'm not trying to resist it, go over it, under it, through it, around it, lie to it, cheat to it, manipulate it, deny it. I just stop, remind, remember, and recollect how omniscient, all-powerful, and all-knowing the universe is in this unified system that loves me, protects me, and promotes me more than my mom. That's a powerful thing. When you know what's walking with you, you're applying your why. You're not searching for it. You know exactly what walks with you and inside you. And you can put whatever label you want on it, right? I believe labels are for shampoo. So is faith. Labels are for, but faith, that's that road. So you label whatever you want. I challenge everyone now to put this into perspective. I said, I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what philosophies you believe in. I don't believe or care what theories you have, because we all don't know what we don't know. And I certainly don't care about your spirituality. But I will challenge you as someone that believes that I'm always looking for the best option in alignment with where I want to be or better. And my best option is that there is a unified, abundant, infinite system that's omniscient and all-knowing, incorporated into that, that loves me, protects me, and promotes me at all times. If you can tell me something better to believe in than that without your labels, right? You can keep God, Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, whatever you want to put on that. Because I talk to people all the time. They're like, oh, you mean God? Yeah. Oh, you mean Jesus? Yeah. Oh, you mean Buddha? Yeah. Oh, you mean Joseph Smith? Yeah. You mean the pencil? If that's what the pencil does for you? Yeah. It does, right? But I believe that in order to get to where you want to become, that you have to believe in the best option. Same with like multiple lifetimes. People are like, how can you prove, Dave, there's millions of lifetimes in the past and in the future for me? And I say, I can't, but I'm the best options guy. Right? So you give me a choice, Dave, you want one lifetime or you want millions? In alignment with what I want, millions of lifetimes, I'm not as smart as you then. Because if you think you can learn everything in one lifetime, you are much more blessed than me. I'm humble. I'm not that smart. So give me a few million lifetimes to figure this shit out. I'll be much better off. And it's just the best option. I study applied mathematics. I study theoretical physics, quantum physics, metaphysics. No idea if there's one life or millions of life, but I do know for me, it sounds like a better option.